Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
It's a Friday night edition. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us for every single moment. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, there's no membership area, no credit card transactions. You just go and get them for free, freetalklive.com. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll past day six, you'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they will take you 2 months' worth of the show. All of it is on the house, all for free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
I want to open this one up with an email for you, Torgo. It came in specifically for you. From last week's show.
Oh, by the way, I know on the BBS on freetalklive.com you were talking about amp milestones.
Yeah.
For every $300 that comes in, I'll yell at you again.
That's great.
Sweet.
All right. Very
get
good.
Get really mad at him.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, Torgo yelled last week and got very upset over an issue about the police.
For 50 new subscribers, you'll kick his butt.
That's right. I'll sit on it.
Well, Paul emailed in at ftl@freetalklive.com. By the way, you can call in and talk about anything personal, political, whatever's on your mind. He says, this is for Torgo. As someone who has occasion to work for the state, I gotta eat. I was particularly sensitive to the argument last night, and actually this was a week ago now, when you do a job, you do it. This was in regards to the cops that enforce bad laws. On the one hand, I believe that someone's word is their bond, that when you contract to do a job, if you are principled, you do it.
Now, before you get too far into this, I would just like to state, having gone back and listened to that show and thinking about it afterwards, I know the point I was trying to make, and I was coming at it from the wrong angle, because
okay.
I was too busy yelling at you to pay attention to what I was saying.
Okay.
I knew what I was trying to say. So
are you sort of tacitly admitting you were wrong?
I'm not admitting that the point I was trying to make was wrong, because it wasn't
the point you were making.
The point I was actually making was wrong, which I admitted on the BBS as well.
Let's allow you to rephrase it right now, then, before we get
on. Oh, God. Go ahead and read your email.
But I want to know what the point was you were intending on making, because I don't think I got it.
What I was trying to say is that the people who go to do the job of a police officer usually aren't intending to go do it to try and mess with people's lives. They're doing it to do things that they feel are right. And that
I think that's generally true.
And that job, they know when they take the job that as part of it, they're going to also have to do things they don't agree with. And I admire them for that, willing to do things they don't agree with in order to do what they think is right overall. Hmm. That's the point I was trying to make.
It's not something I can disagree with quite as vehemently as,
right.
as last week, but I still disagree to some extent.
Okay.
However, keeping that in mind, back to Paul's email, keeping that in mind, what is a cop's job? What has he contracted to do? In New Mexico, where I live, there are thousands of statutes on the books. There are over 95 million federal statutes. That in mind, it's likely not legal to walk down the street while breathing. There are just too many laws. How's a cop supposed to enforce all of them? It's a ridiculous proposition with a ridiculous result. Sorry, Torgo, if I make an oath to fly without mechanical aid, I've made a stupid promise and can't be held to it. For a society which uses contracts to enforce law, it's important to note that a contract that has ridiculous specifications, it is not a binding contract. Even when in the military, a soldier is bound to violate the chain of command when the orders given are S-house crazy. So,
I haven't heard that term, S-house crazy, before.
S-house crazy.
Really?
Like
you've never heard that before?
No.
Well, there's three letters missing out of the word. I didn't use the whole word. So I guess,
don't use those because I don't want to get used to using them, use that term, and then use it on the air.
Right. So I guess what he's suggesting is that when you become a cop, you're agreeing to enforce the law. You're a law enforcement officer. And eventually, they're going to pass. You're going to find out about laws that you might not have known about. I mean, you couldn't possibly know about all of the laws that are on the books when you become a cop, right?
Right, that's true.
So, therefore, you are sort of swearing to enforce a whole bunch of laws that you really don't know anything about. So shouldn't you be able to have discretion and make choices as to which ones you want to enforce?
Not if you want to remain a cop.
No, not at all. If you get to the point where you feel that you can't enforce that job, you can't enforce that law and still feel good about yourself, then you need to quit your job.
I absolutely agree with that.
Well, I would be able to feel good about myself by not enforcing bad laws.
Well, yeah, by not enforcing bad laws, what you need to do is you need to quit being a cop. It's all or nothing. There's not a choice.
You can't do the job well by deciding that you're going to use your... The thing is that
cops use their judgment all the time.
The job has been denigrated to such a reprehensible level that you can't decide whether or not you're going to do the job well. You can't just pick what you're going to do and what you're not going to do.
Sure you can. Cops do it every day. When they're doing a speed trap, they might pick the guys that are going 15 miles an hour over and ignore the ones that are doing 7 miles an hour over. I mean, these guys make individual choices like that every time they deal with somebody.
That's true.
And so I think they should be able to have that freedom, and they generally do. Anyway, let's go to the phones and do the fun. Let's talk to Jason in Michigan. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo in Manwich.
Hi, guys. I had an email that was read at the top of the show last night, and I kind of wanted to call in and talk about that. First,
okay.
I want to say that I discovered the show about a week ago, and I've listened to it faithfully every night on podcast since, and I think it's the greatest show on the radio right now because of the differences of opinions between the hosts. I was listening to the episode about the police and the just the exchange of ideas. To me, that's what it really means to be a liberal or a libertarian, is that the freedom of thought, the freedom of allowing different ideas to come into discussion.
Absolutely.
And not missing them off the pan.
Even when you're a fat, screaming moron like me, it doesn't matter. I'm still allowed.
That's right.
Right.
And that's what the show's about, and I'm glad you've kind of figured that out this quickly. It's a show about ideas. It's a show about talking about the things that the others aren't talking about, those other talk shows out there, and whether they're conservative or progressive or whatever they call themselves.
Exactly.
So why don't you recap what your email was about for those people that didn't listen?
I worked in a public school system for a little while, working with emotionally impaired students, and I sat in classes. And, you know, what the subject was, do we teach about capitalism in schools? And my perspective was, yes, we teach capitalism, but we teach kids learn about capitalism from the point of view of being workers, but not from being entrepreneurs. The idea of a student becoming an entrepreneur is never even suggested. It's all about how to not offend your employer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you actually said that there was a class at the school you were at called employability. There was a class called that.
About basically the idea was how not to offend, you know, how to dress for your interview, what to say, what not to say, you know. And I'm thinking, well, geez, you know, I want to be sitting on the other side of the interview. You know, I want to be the one screening applicants. You know, because of the system that we do live in. And another thing I said was that I feel that we do live in a capitalistic society, or even an ideal.
Are you having trouble with your phone?
No, I'm not.
Okay, keep hitting buttons. Somebody's hitting buttons.
I think
it's not me.
I think it means
actually,
the phone's
on. I don't want to do a plug, but I use Vonage. Broadband phone.
Oh, it might be packet loss then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sounds pretty good otherwise, but go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
But the point that I was making is that I think that capitalism, the intent of it is to serve capitalists. And what I mean by that is that capitalism isn't a belief system. It's a class structure. Capitalists are the employers. Steve Forbes is a capitalist. Bill Gates is a capitalist.
So you can't be a capitalist if you're an employee, is what you're saying?
Absolutely not. I mean, no, you can't. You're not a capitalist if you're an employee.
Well, Jason, aren't you selling your capital, which is your labor, to your employer as an employee? I mean, wouldn't that make you a capitalist?
I don't agree with that because put it this way, I am an anarchist, which means that I believe I the thing that I disagree with on what are known as royalist libertarians is that anarchist libertarians believe in the complete abolition of government in the state in total.
Sounds good to me, Jason. Call us again sometime. We appreciate
it,
man. 800-259. Thank you. 1-800-259-9231. Torgo, what's coming up?
Sex.
Sex on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, it is.
Thank God it's not happening here.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We'll talk about whatever you want. Maybe it's a political issue. Maybe something of a personal nature. You take control. 800-259-9231. And man, what you brought in your picture tonight.
I did.
The forelock picture.
Yeah, the pic. We've reached 75, haven't we?
No, we haven't. Not quite. I think we're up to 73 or 74. And so we just got a new...
One or two more amplifier. And that picture goes up in the amplifier forum so that they can see what I look like in high school with some silly mohawk thing.
It's as you called it, a forelock.
Well, that would be more accurate.
Right.
Because at that time I had cut off the remainder of the mohawk.
Yes.
But who is that weird, like, That pure fan Edward Scissorhands hybrid standing next to
that,
you.
That would be my girlfriend at the time.
Should I put her in there, too? Or should we crop her out?
It's up to you.
Okay. She consented to the photo being taken. She didn't know it was going to end up on a talk show website 20
That's
years
correct.
Later.
That's
so,
correct.
So if you want to see Man Witch's Forelock, now we're only going to be releasing this to the Amplifiers.
Right, there's only going to be 75 people able to see it.
So if you want to see this, we're going to be posting it when we reach 75 Amplifiers. If you want to learn more about becoming a Free Talk Live Amplifier, go to amp.freetalklive.com. We'll tell you more about that.
So it's one or two amps, two more amps, and the picture goes up?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
So it's here. It'll just be a matter of time now.
We could have that by the end of the show.
Very easily.
Yeah, we could have that by the end.
We very well could. So check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. Tell me about Amazon.com.
Amazon.com? It's the online superstore.
Yeah.
Well,
you buy all kinds of things there. I mean, videos and...
Right.
DVDs and books.
DVDs and books and
even cooking
household
equipment.
Appliances.
You can get household appliances, huh?
You can get almost everything on Amazon.com.
You can shop at Toys R Us at Amazon.com.
I did not know that.
What they don't sell at Amazon.com are, like, drug paraphernalia, sex toys.
No, actually, they sell sex toys.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Amazon.com is selling sex toys.
Really?
A lot of sex toys.
More
than you knew it would ever dare sell, and more than you ever knew were being manufactured in the world today, and a more advanced and varied selection than you probably imagined they could ever get away with.
Wow. Who's reporting this?
This is from SFGate.
Okay.
Let's see. In Amazon's health and personal care area, there's a sex and sensuality section of the site that has 37,000 different items in it.
Oh, my.
With the enhancers section, which is all the toys.
Right.
4,863 different sex toys now available for purchase on Amazon.com.
That's a lot of toys. That's a lot more than you're going to find at your local head shop.
No doubt. I don't think they call them head shops, but...
Well, head shops.
Sex shops.
Well, they have sex shops, and then they
have... Collect stores.
Head shops are where they sell the paraphernalia, and a lot of times they just double. They do both.
And the best part is... Amazon added it just quietly.
Right.
No fanfare, no marketing, no...
They just added it to the site and people started buying them.
Yeah, they're just like, here you go, sex toys. They didn't advertise it or anything, it's just a new section.
Maybe they dropped a hint at some sex bulletin board systems or something around the internet.
Well...
Somebody must have found out and spread the word. This word of mouth is what it was.
Exactly. Very much so. Selling just about everything you can think of there.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. But the cool thing about that is that means that sex toys and things of that nature have now hit the mainstream. They're no longer the discreet brown wrapping type item. You know, it's
indeed.
One of the most... I mean,
although they're probably shipped that way.
Well, yeah. I mean, everything...
In an Amazon box, which are brown boxes.
Well, they're not going to come in an Amazon box because they're not being stored at Amazon's warehouse. Amazon is the reseller, so they're...
Oh, that's right. They do partnering deals, right, where they partner up. I know because, for instance, their toy section, they've got a lot of Toys R Us things, and so... Mm-hmm.
Their toy section is entirely Toys R Us.
Yeah, and then I bought some salsa from there, which came from mexgrocer.com, so they're reselling for other people.
Right, exactly, because they have the system in place.
Right.
So now all the people need to do is... Supply, you know?
Right.
And so,
fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. That makes me very, very, very happy. You know, with all of the puritanical nonsense that's going on all over this country, it's nice to see that one of the country's largest retailers, one of the world's largest retailers, really, has just decided, sex toys.
It's tantamount. I mean, really, it's
called the marital aids.
It's tantamount to Walmart adding a sex toy section to their store.
Actually, they're called sexual enhancers. That's the name of the section on Amazon.com.
Do you have to have an account to get, kind of like on eBay, for instance, you can get to the mature section if you have an account and you've got a credit card on the account that verifies that you're an adult. Can you just go and browse this without having an account?
Oh, yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yep, it's another section of their store. No age verification, no weird hoops you have to jump through. It's just, go ahead. If you want to buy something, buy it.
If that offends you, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231, the idea that sex toys, marital aids, etc. are being sold on a public storefront on the internet without any sort of security around it. Does that bother you?
Without all of our children immediately being corrupted and, you know, running through the streets tearing their clothes off, too. Just, you know.
That's what I want to know. How do you feel about it, Manwich?
I think that children, the thing is that there should be some kind of disclaimer before they get into the enhancers section of the website, I feel like.
Really? Why should there be a disclaimer when after they click on a button that says sexual enhancers?
Because there needs to be a 18... they need to say something and sort of get through that 18-year-old...
Why? Obviously, upper. Their legal department didn't think they needed to do that.
It's well, not the sex shops don't let you in if you're not 18 or over.
That's because they also usually sell porn there, which depicts nudity and live sexual acts.
Right. Well, don't you think that some sex toys depict nudity?
They may not show the box. The photos on Amazon.
Yeah, they may not show the box.
There's no nudity in their product description.
Well, not nude, but how about representations of nude parts?
Representations of nude parts? Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
Yes.
The toys.
A sculpture, as it were.
Right. Well, that's fine. That can be viewed by people under the age of 18 in public places.
Sure.
How so?
The Statue of David?
Well, come on.
Well, come on, what?
That's art.
Okay, great. So what? I'm sure the person who crafted these is very proud of his work well.
This is art that goes... Bzzz.
Actually, you could probably buy a toy named Art if you looked hard enough.
Let's go to Edward in Ohio. Edward, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Excellent,
good, sir.
Well, I'm just wondering, when did the representatives in Congress stop using the stipend system?
What is that?
Well, basically, they'd go to Washington, do their thing, get paid for their travel expenses and living expenses there, then turn around, and after they were done in Congress and rep and so on and so forth, they'd come back and go home to another job.
Right. It's been some time.
Yeah, that was back when it was kind of a part-time thing for them, the way it should be.
Well, it still is a part-time thing if you look at it. I mean, there might be there for 6 months, but the rest of the year,
they shouldn't be there more than 3 days.
They're getting paid three times what I'm getting paid to work part-time, though. Yeah. They're working part-time, and I'm working full-time.
Not to mention the perks. Don't forget the perks.
Yeah.
Perks?
Right, like the limos and the free food.
And the banking system that they get to use, only them.
And
the
secretaries.
And the post office.
Oh, don't forget the retirement packages as well.
Oh, yeah, and that's nice, too.
I don't know the answer to your question as far as when it happened. It obviously happened when they decided to make it happen, because they can just vote themselves pay raises any old time they want to.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful thing, you know. I mean,
you're being facetious, obviously.
You know, I tried voting myself a pay raise the other day, and that just didn't quite go as well as if I'd been
in Congress. You go to the boss's office?
I mean,
you got to get everybody on your side to give you a pay raise first.
Oh, you can't just go into the boss's office and say, sir, 100% of Torgo has voted for a pay raise.
No,
well, I'll just have to vote for everyone in my department then.
There you go. Get everybody in your department. Say, hey, we want a pay raise. And if they don't get a pay raise, you can walk out.
The insanity needs to stop. Edward, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Toll free. Take control of the show. Harry's on the line. Your calls as well. Friday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Good evening. If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Friday night edition. Call in, talk about anything as always. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there for you. Brand new Shriner just added a few days ago. Her name's Lisa. You can go take a look at her, freetalklive.com. It is not a beauty contest, though, is it, Manwich?
No, not at all. Our listeners just send in their pictures so that we can prove to program directors out there that, in fact, we have women listening.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we're not like one of those morning shows that would have some sort of like online meat market or anything like that.
God knows.
Yeah, not only do we have women listening, but they're so dedicated to the show, they've taken time to take a photograph of themselves proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. And usually that involves them holding up some sort of signage that that references the show. So check it out for yourself, freetalklive.com. All right, we got calls coming in. We're going to go to the phones, to the fun, to Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Good evening, guys. I did no-no tonight.
Oh, really?
I was in a restaurant. It wasn't crowded. And me and the waitress started a conversation about the Middle East and the depleted uranium dangers and the dust and so on and so forth. And I really feel bad because I later in the conversation found out she has an only son in Iraq. I really feel bad, guys. I really do.
Yeah.
Now she's informed. She didn't know a thing about it. Now she's informed, and I created her. She's going to worry like crazy now.
Well, now she can write her son a letter and tell him to be careful, and hopefully he won't do the things that it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. She's now going to be a GCN Live listener.
Well, now she, that's good and everything. But now she knows at least to tell her son to come home when he gets a chance instead of re-upping into the military. I mean, not that many of them are re-upping, but you know, this might guarantee that he won't re-up.
But if I had known before the conversation started that she had a son in Iraq, I wouldn't have said anything.
You'd have left it alone, huh?
No, I'd have left it alone. She's worrying like crazy now.
You don't know if she is or not. I mean, she probably is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
You don't know. He doesn't know. He's assuming she's worried.
Yeah, well, I just felt bad.
For all she knows, she thinks you're a crackpot.
No. She was very receptive.
Okay.
No question about it. She says, oh, really? Is that true?
Well, she was also getting tipped.
Yeah, right.
Right.
You know, I think it's, I also think it's better that even though she is worrying probably now, I think it is better that she knows what it is that her son has gotten himself into. So that way it doesn't, at least she knows the danger is there, as opposed to just one day her getting a letter thinking that he was out playing desert volleyball and turns out, you know, he's had been exposed to depleted uranium and his face melted, you know?
There you go.
Although I got to say, if I was a waiter and I had somebody telling me that they were actually a dog, I would be saying, oh, really? Really? You know, you just listen to people. That's their job.
Her ears are wide open, no question about it.
That's good.
But I feel bad because now I was the one to tell her, you know, that this condition existed that she never even was aware of.
Fair enough, Harry. Thanks for the call as always, sir.
Okay, guys.
800-259-9231. So we got something on the TSA. from Becky Akers, LouRockwell.com. She says, you knew it would come to this. A staff memo to the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA's new director, recommends that politicians and others of Leviathan's acolytes, so you know, Leviathan is how some people refer to the government.
Yeah, and it is huge.
Leviathan's acolytes be exempted from screening at airports. Have you heard about this one yet?
No. And talk show hosts, too. Talk show hosts need to be exempted. At least during November when I'm flying to California.
Meanwhile, UPI reports that we ordinary passengers will continue to be wanded, questioned, groped, and ordered about and insulted. Hard to believe in a democracy as dedicated to fairness and equality as ours, and we're not supposed to be a democracy, by the way, that the TSA sees two classes of citizens out there. The first consists of those who work for the government and who are therefore credible, honest,
yes,
responsible, and safe. These folks would never launch a fiery raid complete with CS gas and tanks on 90 religious Americans. Thus, we can trust them not to blow up a plane. They wouldn't shoot a 14-year-old boy in the back while killing his dog and his mother, either. Obviously, they pose no threat to their fellow passengers.
Timothy McVeigh was employed by the U.S. military.
They don't lie about weapons of mass destruction, nor do they authorize unconstitutional wars that slaughter thousands while enriching Leviathan's friends. American aviation should welcome these saints as valued customers. Then there are the rest of us. We can't be trusted to do much of anything anymore. Unless, whether it's something as complex as educating our children, or as simple as boarding a jet without detonating a bomb. Even our babies are suspect. Those unfortunate enough to share a name with someone on the government's no-fly list are prohibited from flights. And then she recaps a story that I think you had earlier this week, man, which we never got to.
Mm-hmm.
Such a coincidence is easier than you might suppose, because about 100,000 people have landed on the no-fly list.
Can you imagine 100,000 people aren't allowed to fly?
Yeah. That, and the people that have similar names to those 100,000 people are also turned away. That's right. There are 100,000 possible terrorists wandering the country. Americans so dangerous, they're barred from airliners. Well, Ingrid Sandin had hoped to fly home to Washington with one such desperado, her year-old daughter. Presumably, the child had refrained from terrorist activities on the flight from Washington, but her spotless record did not fool the TSA. It intercepted this dangerous duo before they boarded their return flight. The agency allowed neither common sense nor appearances to sway it. As Ingrid sniveled to a reporter from the AP, she said, quote, it was bizarre. I was hugely pregnant, and I was like, we look really threatening. With such terrorists as Ingrid's infant on the loose, the TSA shouldn't waste time screening politicians. That's why, according to last Friday's Washington Post, the TSA has proposed allowing not only airline pilots, but also, quote, members of this is right from their memo, members of Congress, cabinet members, state governors, federal judges, high-ranking military officers, and people with top-secret security clearances to skip the long lines and the humiliation of the checkpoints. Boy, isn't that nice? Those government employees sure do. Boy, we really owe a lot to them.
It's not really fair.
No, certainly not.
You know, if they don't have to endure it, then they don't know what it's like for the rest of us.
Well, that's kind of, we're going to find out that's why this is happening, because some of them have endured it.
I see.
The TSA is an agency in crisis, and its directors come and go with the frequency of rats from the proverbial sinking ship. Edmund Hawley, recipient of the staff memo, is the fourth American in as many years to head the TSA. In exchange for treating his fellow citizens as potential terrorists, he enjoys a lavish office. The TSA decorated its headquarters with $500,000 worth of artwork and silk plants, and parties at which the cheese alone costs $500. We terrorists, suspected terrorists, pay for all of this, of course. It's important to keep the money flowing in an agency with such sumptuous tastes, and the TSA knows who's buttering its bread, or in this case, cutting its cheese. Congressmen are unlikely to continue voting the agency funds when its screeners harass them rather than pregnant women. Indeed, both Senator Ted Kennedy and Representative John Lewis caterwauled when the TSA presumed them as a great threat to America, to American aviation as us serfs. Kennedy was questioned and kept waiting at an airport 5 times in 1 month because his name appeared on the government's secret no-fly list. As the Washington
Post... As well it should, really.
The CNN quoted Lewis's aide on his travails, quote, in one incident, security officials took every single item out of his luggage. Another time, as he was allowed to board, security officials questioned him at his seat. Pretty mild compared to what ordinary passengers suffer at the TSA's hands. Yet Kennedy and Lewis objected to this abuse as much as we do. The difference is that while we wait helplessly, while we helplessly endure and fume, they aired their complaints at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing last year. Then they cut the TSA's budget. Well, that grabbed the agency's attention, resulting in the staff memo to Hawkey or Hawley with his proposed changes to the bureaucracy's procedures. So because they cut their budget, now the TSA is saying, oh, let's let the politicians through. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. You can sign up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. We'll send you an email if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it by going straight to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We were talking about the TSA. They have decided to allow the politicians, the upper-level bureaucrats, you know, those important political types, they are going to get a pass. They're probably going to have some special card that identifies them as a political person. And they're going to be allowed to just pass right on through security. In fact, they probably won't even have to go through any layers of security.
They're going to get an RFID chip implanted under their skin that they can then use for the rest of their lives.
Maybe so. I don't know.
Which is great. That means all you have to do is find a congressman, cut off his hand, and carry it in your pocket, and right. You'll just, not have to worry about airline security.
Well, you know, it may not be even that that complex. It might just be some sort of government identity card, in which case all they'd have to do is figure out a way to counterfeit them, and then you've got... Terrorist boarding planes.
Exactly. You could just be like, I have top secret security clearance. No, I do, really. Here's my card.
Let's go to the phones. I mean, it's just craziness. And it's a result, a direct result of politicians being screened and not liking it. Can you imagine that? They didn't like being screened, but, oh, the rest of us have to be screened because it's for our safety. But the politicians, when they got screened, they went ahead and got angry about it and cut the TSA's budget. So now the TSA is saying, oh, well, we'll let you guys through. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Molda in Denmark. Molda, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
I think it's funny about these TSA. I heard some Alex's show months ago, so that a big bunch of them are illegal aliens. You know that?
The TSA agents?
Yeah.
Well,
you have the mentality of the South American dictatorship.
I suppose that's where they could get it from.
Interesting.
Yeah. But there was not I was talking about.
What's on your mind, Holda?
Was sending me a poster of Monsanto.
Who did?
A guy. Monsanto.
Oh, Monsanto, okay.
The GMO corporation. No food should be grown that we don't own.
What are you talking about?
Okay, yeah. The Monsanto Corporation has a philosophy. A lot of people feel that no food should be grown that they don't own the rights to. They make genetically modified foodstuffs.
Yeah, dangerous foods.
They want to own all of the food in the world?
What it is, no, they own patents on the technology that's being used to produce various GMO seeds.
And now they want to own all the pigs in the world, I heard.
Huh?
They would like to own all pigs in the world.
They want to, okay.
They want to own all the pigs in the world.
All the pigs, like oink oink. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's crazy, man.
It is crazy. Molda, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Hey, man, have a great night. 800-259-9231. Crazy stuff. So wait, what are they trying to do? Take over the world with pigs?
Okay, no. What it is, it makes a little bit of sense. They, like I said, own the patents on a couple of processes to produce various genetically modified grains and things of that nature. And when the farmers buy the seed from them, they're buying a license to plant the seed for that planting season. They're not allowed to save seed to replant the following year. They have to buy all new seed from Monsanto the following year.
Great.
So that's
what they're saying is that eventually if this keeps going, then everybody will be using their seeds. That's
right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, they're not being forced to. I'm sure there's competition out there. I mean, there's got to be other people genetically modifying seeds beyond this one company.
Oh, there are. Yeah.
800-259-9231. Let's go to another brilliant call. Jamie in Kentucky. Jamie told you so. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Well, I tell you what, George Bush, he wouldn't talk to that woman. That's strange.
He did not talk to her, really? Did he? George Bush went and finally talked to Cindy Sheehan?
I don't know why. I guess he's afraid of her.
Where did you see this news? Because I heard she left. I heard she left because her mom had a stroke or something like that.
Well, yeah, she had to leave, but he never did talk to her.
Oh, okay, he never did.
Yeah,
okay.
He's saying he doesn't understand why George Bush wouldn't talk to her.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said you didn't understand why.
That was just her views on Iraq and stuff. That's her views. Mm-hmm. He's got a right to those views. But George Bush, to be a president, he's for the people. He ought to talk to the people.
Well, now to be fair, I mean, should George Bush talk to all of the people that want to talk to him? Because I could imagine there's a lot of people that would like to talk to George Bush.
I'd like to talk to him.
Yeah, but I mean, should he? Is that what his job should be, is to chit-chat with any old member of the American public whenever they want?
Well, I know what other presidents have.
Fair enough. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I think that he should have met with Ms. Sheehan. It would have made her go away.
And what happened in Israel this week is I cried and stuff. I did. It brought me to tears.
What now?
What happened in the Gaza Strip?
I didn't know you were crying about that.
Yeah, it brought me to tears.
You're a sensitive guy.
I know, and that just brings me to think that the good Lord could come back at any time.
Because they gave back the Gaza Strip?
No, they didn't want to give it back, sir.
Oh, I see.
They were forced out. Did you see them? They was dragged out and stuff?
Yeah, that's horrible. It really is.
It's bad.
So that's what you want, right? I mean, don't you want the apocalypse? Don't you want to...
No, I don't.
No?
He doesn't want the 7 years of tribulation. He just wants Jesus back.
Right, I see.
I want, well, Jesus will come back on his time.
Do you think it's going to be in your lifetime?
Yeah.
Is heaven better if you're around when Jesus comes back, or is it still just as good if you just happen to die beforehand?
It's a good place. Better.
Thanks,
than
dude.
Here
I really appreciate
Earth.
The information, Jamie. 1-800-259-9231. More, always learning something new here on Free Talk Live. Your calls, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your calls. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can go and vote for the show right now. We were number one for most of this month at podcastalley.com. Right now, I think we're at number two. I don't think we're too far behind the first position. So if you have yet to go vote for the show this month, go do it at vote.freetalklive.com. Again, that is vote.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live not being in first place makes Jamie Togiso cry.
Yes. Don't make him cry. Vote.freetalklive.com. Alrighty, so Torgo, what do we got?
Story out of Hudson, Florida, so somewhat local for us here. A 43-year-old man was cited last Tuesday for painting a sign that says, "Die, you miserable..." Well, bee.
Witch.
Yeah, witch.
The bee witch.
The bee witch. "Die, you miserable bee witch." Mm-hmm. On a house that he owns. He's cited for painting a sign on a house that he owns.
Hmm.
A neighbor dying of cancer, 73-year-old Carol Hastrich, is believed by her family to be the subject of the message.
Was there a big arrow that pointed
to her face? Right. You know, just spray painted with like tumors on it.
Yeah.
See. The words were spray painted in black on the side of the house facing this woman's front yard.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So pretty suggestive of who it was.
But it wasn't the meaning of the message that led to his citation. Deputies told the cancer woman's family, like, no, sorry, he hasn't violated any laws with the message. So they had to cite him for an illegal sign because the wording exceeded the permitted size for a sign in a residential area.
That's really funny.
He made the letter to him, like, the only thing we can give him a ticket for is that the sign is way too big.
They got him on a zoning violation.
Right. So if he makes a smaller sign, then, you know,
still okay.
It's just going to have to stay there.
Maybe he could paint over it and just make, I don't know what the size restrictions are, but assuming they're half the size, he could just make two signs message.
No, you only get a certain amount of signage for the square footage of your lot to the street. Linear feet that you have. The street, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the number of inches of lettering that's totally visible from your...
Every community is different. I'm just telling you what it's like here in Tampa Bay.
Is it considered a sign if it's painted on the side of your house? I mean, that's a wall, not really a sign. It's not a...
It's a written message. It would be considered a sign.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Let's see. He was also cited for illegal dumping on the property and for a general storage violation related to old tires and other debris on the property.
So they tried to get him with whatever they could.
I think this guy might be a jerk.
He also received a final citation for operating a commercial business on the residential property. I'll tell you how I know. He's painted "Die, you miserable."
Well, she must have done something to deserve that, don't you think? Don't you think
she probably told him to clean up his junkyard.
Oh, man.
Maybe she...
That's exactly what it was. The woman and her mother, as well as other neighbors, had complained to officials about the waste on the guy's property. And so he got in trouble with code enforcement for having all the stuff on his property. So he's like, oh, she's the one who did it.
I see. She happens to be dying of cancer.
Yeah, old Gertie McCancer. Well, let me go ahead and just paint this on the side of my house.
By the way, this reminds me of an update. We were supposed to talk to the toilet garden guy last night, but he wasn't around when we tried to call him.
Toilet garden
guy?
Yeah,
he's a guy that, I think it's up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He's got 40 or 60 toilets out in front of his property.
Mm-hmm.
They were lining his driveway. The city had ordered him to remove them by a certain date. And that night, he got permission from the next door neighbor, an old lady that lived next door. She said, you can move those over onto my property. And so him and a whole bunch of other people went and moved all of the toilets with their toilets with flowers potted in them to the other woman's property. Just brilliant stuff. Hour two is on the way. Take control.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At just